I'm staring at a holiday gift that I received and I hate. I won't say who it's from, but I still hate it. What do I do with it? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Christina Staffa will join us later this hour. We will revisit a couple of our better interviews of 2015. There were so many great guests this year. Some really stood out from some of the others. One, Richard Lewis, one of my favorite comedians of all time. And it was quite an honor to welcome him to the show. He was talking about his new book, which was extremely interesting. And if you haven't picked it up, by all means, do it. It's really, really good. And if you're a Richard Lewis fan, you will love it. Richard was terrific on the show, so we will once again hear from Richard Lewis this hour. And then it will be this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie and the story of a man who called 911 on his cat. He couldn't take it anymore. That little kitty was really scaring him, so he decided to reach out for some professional help, as in the cops. And then we will revisit our interview with soap legend Ian Buchanan. He was on General Hospital for years and years and years, and all my children before that, he was all over the place. He was kind of bumped off General Hospital earlier this year. It tends to happen to soap stars. I remember he played a memorable role in one of my favorite shows, The Larry Sanders Show, back in the late 90s or so. So Ian Buchanan will join us, and Ian kind of has a connection to somebody in Christina's family, and that's how we got him on the show. So we will chat once again, theoretically, with Ian Buchanan. We start things off this hour with that stuff you got for Christmas or whichever holiday you celebrate, and you don't want it. You want it out of your house. You want to rid it from your life. Some of these things are awful. You know, don't you hate it when you go to these little get-togethers at holiday time and you see these people that you only see at holiday time and, oh, what did they get me this for? Yeah, I need another candy dish for my house. Why are they buying me clothes? They haven't seen me in 12 months. They don't even know what I like to wear. They only see me in my candy cane sweater every Christmas Eve. So what do you do with this stuff? See, that's why the Almighty created the gift card. Because what you can do is buy something for someone and then they go buy whatever they want with it. Because if you don't really know someone more than just a family acquaintance, you know what I mean by that. Uncle Charlie, who you only see on the holidays. Uncle Charlie doesn't know that much about you. So why is he buying you a book about paleontology from Barnes & Noble? What am I going to do with this thing? I have no idea. You realize he got it for $4 off the discount shelf, but that's okay. But you still don't want to read it. So what do you do with it? You throw it out or you donate it to somebody. You try to return it and you got to stand in these lines. It's in and I don't even know. Do I want anything in this store? Now I only got $4 back on the credit. Everything else costs $8. So now I got to lay out $4 more to get anything that I'm even slightly interested in. I can't take this anymore. Note to America. Next Christmas season, gift cards are okay. Don't give me this. There's no thought behind that. Anybody can just give money or a gift card. No. Give something that someone will like. I've had clothes purchased for me before with plaid and stripes. I don't wear that. I never wear that. Someone bought me a flannel shirt a couple of years ago. I haven't worn a flannel shirt since I was in the second grade. And I probably will never wear a flannel shirt again. It's not what I like to wear. I like cotton dress shirts. I'll even go the polyester route if I have to. After my new contract with the network, I hope I'm wearing silk shirts. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's a wishful thing. But I want to have something that I want. Give me a gift card. Because you know what happens? If I get no Visa or MasterCard gift cards, I can then pair them up and go buy myself something terrific that I wouldn't be able to afford otherwise. That's what you do. This cheese log, it's going to be a doorstopper by Memorial Day. Happy New Year, by the way. Stay with us. Up next, we revisit our chat with the one and only Richard Lewis. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Like Goldilocks looking for a bowl of porridge, you want goals that are just right.
Set them too high, and you won't feel the thrill of victory. You'll get discouraged and stop setting goals.
If they're too low, there's no excitement. They need to stretch you or you'll quickly get bored.
So how can you set goals that are achievable yet challenging?
Start by setting goals like you always have, then adjust.
If your goals are usually too high, cut them in half or double the time to reach it. If they're too low, add 10% to the quantity or take 10% less time.
See how you do and adjust again the next go around. Experiment for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not really. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from one part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.